Let's just kind of talk about, you're in a state where you have two programs that are just legendary programs, almost, and another one that's really on the rise with Georgia State, and they have a top one of the top players in the country this year. Where do you guys kind of fit into that mix? Where do you guys see yourself?
Well, right now we're just we're looking to improve individually, improve mostly as a program. We're able to compete with anybody. They have a lot of history on their side, and it's just a matter of continuing to bring in better players and keep getting better. We had a very solid match last year with Georgia State. I felt like that was a big match for us in our competitive season. We lost the match, but competed very, very well in every spot, and that really was a difference maker for us. And the players on the team want more matches of that level. So we're in the process of raising our schedule and competing with programs like Georgia State, Georgia Tech, Georgia, obviously. And we just need to get better every day. And currently we're having our final tournament of the fall. And every match, every tournament's an opportunity for us to get better. And we're getting ready to get back on the court and keep working on that.
What's your philosophy when it comes to recruiting? Are you, you have mainly international players on your team. Are you first going after American players and you just can't get them and you have to kind of resort to that kind of a
Well, it's not a matter of resorting to that. We previously were not fully funded. We recently have been fully funded, in which case it's a matter of finding fits for where we are as a program and moving forward. We had one of our players at a regional tournament beat a player from one of the schools we've mentioned here who was top 20 in the country as a junior. And you know, we need players that can play and compete at that level. Once we're able to get at that level, we have one American on the team right now. I'm making an effort to recruit the American players, but we need a pretty high level. And as we get better as a program, we're going to be able to entice some of those players that would struggle to play at some of the bigger name schools that can come in and play for us, but they still need to be very good and embrace the process of getting better individually, but also as we improve as a program.
With football coming on board, does that kind of immediately raise your visibility? Is that kind of how you look at it?
It will. We still don't have a final word on that and when, but
it's coming.
You can probably speak more to that than I can at this point, but it's an exciting time to be at Kennesaw State. It's the kids on the team, when we go to the Clemsons, when we go to Auburn for a tournament, and they see those types of facilities, those types of programs, they want to be part of that. My team was upset about missing the flight night with they being our basketball team, and these are kids, and these are the international
college kids
that want to be part of all of that.
Sure.
And it's an exciting time to be here, and we just have to keep getting better, and as we do that, it will take care of itself.
What about facility on campus? Is that coming with that rec center? Is that's those eight courts are those going to be your home courts then?
Correct. And that too will be a process. We'll be, you know, training off campus and competing off campus until that's complete, and then we'll have a brand new home on campus, and that'll be good for everybody.
When you set goals for the year, do you set a numeric goal for number of wins? Do you set a performance goal, or is your goal just keep them kind of at, you're at the stage of your program where you just got to keep improving and compete?
Well, our goals are pretty much set by the athletes. It's I can't really say we're going to do this with nobody buying into that. We pretty much have a meeting and we go over what are our goals, and most of the goals and most of the stuff that the players come up with is more process oriented. They'll pick out one or two teams that, hey, we want to be able to beat this team. And these were teams that have beaten us, and they really want to go and compete against the higher level teams and do that. But if you look at our list of team goals, it's more process stuff. It's be a better team, communicate with one another, improve individually, improve as a team, get in better shape, compete better. It's more process things. And if we do that right, and we keep talking about all year what they said their team goals were. It's not what I'm saying their team goals need to be. It's, this is what you said you wanted, and are we working towards this every day? Did we get better at this today? And if the answer's no, then we have to be accountable to that and get back to, we've got to be doing things to get us better.
You've been around the state here, Georgia, for a while, and tennis in Georgia for a while.
Yes.
You feel fortunate that you're in a state that's pretty talent-rich in tennis, and can you kind of be satisfied maybe getting Georgia and Georgia Tech's leftovers and maybe trying to really develop those players, kind of diamonds in the rough at Kennesaw? Is that kind of
a
possibility?
It's not necessarily a matter of – I don't look at it as it being their leftovers. I look at it as players that want an opportunity to step in and play and are driven to get better. I've coached at schools that – players we had weren't able to beat those schools, that we're not able to get scholarships from those schools.